house will be in order. The prayer today will be led by Representative Jones of Clay. Following that, the pledge will be led by Alma Jones from Sioux Rapids, daughter of Representative Jones.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for another day you have given us. Thank you for the spring, for the longer, brighter days ahead, for rising soil temperatures and new life on our farms. As the crops and calves grow, we ask that you encourage new growth within our own minds and spirits. May we realize and experience your blessings this week and forever. Amen.
I pledge
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great job, Nathan.
Awesome job.
Thank you.
Hey, oh, here, let's hit this. Ready? Help me.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2538 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act related to the sales, use, franchise, and motor vehicle fuels taxes administered by the Department of Revenue, including the distribution of local governments and school districts, the liability of sellers, tax refund and tax credit incentives, tax sales tax on food, ingredients, and motor fuel reporting modifications and providing penalties and including effective date applicability and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading bills and every amendment placed on the Ways and Means calendar.
Senate File 2367 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act related to the sales, use, and motor fuel vehicle fuel tax administered by the Department of Revenue, including the distribution of local governments for local governments and school districts and liability of the seller, tax refunds and tax credit incentives and motor fuel tax reporting modifications and providing penalties and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading the bill is number committee amendment passed on file.
Senate File 2369 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act related to the education, including establishing a student first scholarship program and student first operational sharing fund and process for investigating complaints against licensed practitioners, modifying provisions related to the supplemental weighting and the rights of students enrolled in school districts or chartered schools and the rights of parents and guardians to those students, social studies instruction, open enrollment, competent private instructions, special education practitioner preparation programs, mandatory reporters, and responsibilities of the Department of Education, school district, and charter schools, accredited non-public schools, and the Department of Education examiners, and including notice effective date applicability and retroactive applicable provisions.
First reading bill is number of commitment referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
Senate File 2374 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the alcohol beverage control and licensing, providing for fees and including effective date provision.
First reading bill is number of commitment referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Chair recognizes the lady from Worth, Representative Bloomingdale, for an introduction. An announcement, potentially?
Both.
Okay, go ahead. You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'm going to make it short because obviously I have a little bit of lost my voice. So Shannon's kind of lucky because I can't say everything I wanted to say. I just wanted to say to one of my best friends, a respected legislator, Grace to my Frankie, Wanda to my Marianne, I just want to say happy birthday. It's today, by the way. Sorry about that.
Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I am pleased to introduce a friend of mine from Oregon named Chris Grimar. He was born in the Midwest, now lives in Oregon where there's all kinds of rain and no fun. So we're trying to show him how amazing Iowa is. So let's show him the Midwest is best and give him a nice House welcome.
Chair recognizes the lady from Mahaska. Representative Brink, what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, 11 years ago today, Sergeant Eric Stein was shot and killed in the line of duty in rural Keokuk County. It was a day I'll never forget. Just as I have learned, many of you in this chamber have a connection to him and his story. I remember growing up with Eric from the ball fields that our dads played slow pitch softball on to watching him play school ball with my brother Ryan and Representative Maxwell's son Curtis, as well as later him and my brother Corey on the rodeo circuit. He didn't always have a lot to say, but he had a heart to serve and help others. He enjoyed farming, sports, and oh, how he loved his little girl Shelby, who was just 9 when his watch ended. Today in the back of the house, there is a coffee called Tribute Blend, made by Risen Warrior Coffee Company, an Iowa-based coffee company that created this specific blend in tribute of Eric Stein and his end of watch. So please enjoy a cup in memory of 54-3 and his end of watch on 4-4-2011. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative Lundgren. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Good afternoon, I should say. It is my 50th birthday today, so I appreciate being here and celebrating with you. But since we do gavel in at 1 o'clock, I will not have treats today, but I will be bringing pork and dressing tomorrow for lunch, so you will be able to help yourself in honor of my 50th birthday and of all the great things that we do here in Iowa. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Clay, Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I want to introduce someone who a lot of you probably haven't seen for many years. My daughter, Alma, is here, and she spent about 8 weeks with us in the legislature when she was first born in 2018. But she's going to spend a couple days with us this week. But please don't be afraid to strike up conversation, because I know that she's not afraid to talk. So please join me in welcoming her to the House.
Okay, seeing no further announcements, I have an introduction and an announcement of my own. In the back of the chamber, the Wartburg wrestling team from Waverly is here. They've won their 15th NCAA Division III championship. They had seven qualifiers for nationals and had 7 All-Americans. They're joined by Coach Eric Keller today, and I'm just going to quickly list off the list of those very successful, fine gentlemen here. At 125-pounder, Brady Kiner. At 133, Joe Pins, which... Joe, when you were destined to be here today with a kind of name like Joe Pins, I love that. When you try out for WWE, keep it, all right? That's the one you use. 141, Zayrin Terracana. 149, Christian Rumpf. 157, David Hollingsworth. 174, Zane Mulder. 184, Kyle Briggs. And like I said, they're joined here by head coach Eric Keller and assistants Landon Williams and Mark Keith. Will you give them all a warm House welcome and congratulations? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. I apologize. Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
No problem. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats will caucus at 1:30 in room 305.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus immediately in the Supreme Court chamber.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for a retirement remark or two?
Representative Williams, would you approach well very quickly? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. With both parties going to caucus, the House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.